Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Kent Graham at Operations. 11 o'clock means we have a new advisory out, so we'll get to the latest information. Let's start off with the radar here. Still seeing the center very slowly. The latest advisory we have moving northwest at 2 miles an hour, so slowly moving towards the north, but still battering winds. I mean, the winds are still 110 miles an hour, still over the coast you look at the Bahamas here, so battering winds. You got the waves. You also have all the rainfall as well, so still a very serious life-threatening situation over the Bahamas. With time moving northward, but you also have these rain bands that we need to look at stretching from coast to coast in Florida, and some of those rain bands could bring some high winds and some heavy rain. Those tropical downpours could start flooding the roadways really quickly with ponding of the water. So let's look at the latest advisory. Not a lot of change with the forecast. We are still continuing to think about this trend to the north with a hurricane right offshore the Florida coast and then through the Carolinas and then really close to the Outer Banks in North Carolina. So we're watching that super close with time. Now, a couple things I do want to mention. We've talked about the winds. The wind field has expanded. Now, the winds in the center, yes, they're coming down a little bit, but also expanding. So that's very important with time because these tropical storm force winds extend out about 175 miles now, and mainly to the north. So that's an interesting stat. The other part is the eye is now 40 miles wide. So as the winds come down, you start to see that expansion. We talked about that a few days ago. Hurricane force winds extending out 60 miles. So we still have the hurricane warnings up. These areas in red, the hurricane warnings for portions of South Carolina and also the Florida coast, where the hurricane center gets really close, just really close to the coast. We'll have to watch that. Just a small change could bring those hurricane force winds on shore in these warning areas. We also have a tropical storm force possibility where we got that warning up for the Georgia coast and portion of the South Carolina coast. So those are the big changes at 11 o'clock. Expansion of the winds and also an adjustment of some of the watch warning areas as we've been advertising as we march the storm up the coast. Time-wise, 8 a.m. Thursday, 8 a.m. Friday, and that in the Atlantic, 8 a.m. Saturday. So a hurricane for most of the week. But again, even offshore, you can see some of these impacts, such as the storm surge. And we're really adjusting some of these values. We'll have that at the next update. But some places could get 3 to 5 foot, even 4 to 7. And we'll be marching those watches and warnings up the coast as well as we get in within the time frame that we need to put that out to get people really updated on what some of the water levels can be. Rainfall, still can have those heavy rains. Some areas getting 4 to 6 inches. And then even some 6 to 10 values along the coast as we march northward. So we'll be keeping an update on the latest information on Hurricane Dorian. This has been Ken Graham at the National Hurricane Center.